Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Welcome back to part two about Salmon Chase's legacy on America's money. To hear part one, click on the archives at 1320wils.com. In June 1864, Abraham Lincoln accepted Chase's fourth offer to resign as Treasury Secretary. 4 months later, Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Taney died. Lincoln nominated Salmon Chase as his replacement and received Senate confirmation the same day. In 1870, the case of Hepburn v. Griswold came before the Supreme Court. It challenged the constitutionality of some provisions in the Legal Tender Acts under which Chase managed to get the authority to issue currency not redeemable on demand for gold or silver. Chase did not recuse himself from the case, which should have been automatic as he was passing judgment on his own actions from 9 years earlier. He voted with the 5-4 majority that some of what he had done was, in fact, unconstitutional. Therefore, the U.S. government immediately ceased issuing any more paper money not redeemable on demand for gold or silver, right? As we all know, the U.S. government continued issuing on-back currency right up to today. How did this happen? After that case, two new justices were soon appointed to the Supreme Court. A new round of legal tender cases came before the court. This time, the 5-4 majority reversed the prior decision, though Chase wrote a strong minority dissent. Chase's death in 1873 did not end his impact on America's monetary system. 4 years later, John Thompson, who had previously helped found the predecessor to today's Citibank, founded Chase National Bank, naming the bank in honor of Salmon Chase. A 1955 merger changed the bank's name to Chase Manhattan. Then in the year 2000, this bank merged with private banker J.P. Morgan to become J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. From 1928 to 1946, $10,000 Federal Reserve notes were issued that bore the portrait of Salmon Chase. Appropriately, these notes were not redeemable on demand for gold or silver. Just imagine how America's money might be different today if Salmon Chase had never lived. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.